It's a fine day today. This is the news, according to me. Well, good morning. It is actually Tuesday morning already. Yesterday kind of seemed like Sunday for me. I don't know why. I have no idea why, but it did. However, it's not. It's not Sunday. It was Monday, and today's Tuesday. And I have I got a kind of a tight schedule today. I had some things to do this morning already, and now I have some things to do the rest of the day, at least for the next 8 hours or so. I can probably hear my dogs jingling in the background. I have, first of all, I've lost my cup. I had my cup all done here. Oh, I know what I do with my cup. It's out in the garage. I left it out in the garage when I, yes, I believe it's out here. I'm going to go out and see if it's out here. Yes, I left. Oh, good. I was afraid I left it out in the car, and I've already been out driving around this morning. But in my cup that I just about dropped is my chai with my Cinnabon creamer in it, which is always good. That's always fun. So that's what I have in here. Now my dogs are about ready to start barking, so this is going to be interesting. They always get a little wacky, wackadoodle crazy this time in the morning sometimes. Probably hear them playing with there he goes, playing with his toys in the background. And he's going to start barking here any second. Hopefully I can get him to lay down and just settle down, and that'll settle that issue. I am not actually in my studio this morning. I'm actually in my living room doing this, which is a little unusual. However, I just need to get this show put on here and get going with it real quick. I've recently had an interesting, I've been analyzing and looking at this video from Nancy Pelosi of January 6th. It is obvious to me, and this video, in my opinion, proves it, that this January 6th thing was all, it was completely a setup. They were egging this on. They were hoping to get people to do something. And of course, people did something. Some people did something. So that's kind of what happened here. And they were hoping for it to get this whole, I don't know that they had the plan for a 9/11 commission. I think that they wanted something even bigger to happen on 9/11, the January 6th commission, the J6 commission. I do believe that they wanted something bigger to happen than just bigger than that to happen. And of course it didn't. Therefore they didn't know what to do with that. So they had to make something up. They had to drum up all this stuff. And I keep seeing the headlines on MSNBC about how, oh, this just proves the culpability. Just, you know, there's no doubt that Donald Trump is culpable and complicit in this, in the January 6th. First of all, they drum up this whatever happened on January 6th as if it's the, no, they're making it out to be the same thing as Pearl Harbor and 9/11. They're equating everything to that. That's actually what they're doing, which is absolutely disgusting, because it diminishes what happened on those days. That those days affected this nation like nothing else. Nothing compared on January 6th, nothing compares to what happened on 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. Yet they would make it sound like we almost lost our democracy on those days. It was that bad. So just the way they're treating this whole thing, the way they're acting with this whole thing, is absolutely, in my opinion, is just absolutely disgusting. Now, before I get into all of this, since I already have gotten into all of it, I'm going to mention, I had the privilege and the honor to be interviewed by a local fella here. I think it's okay to call him a fella, here in the area, has a podcast, and his podcast is called Timmons Podcast Network. You can find it on Podbean. It is, he interviews local people. He's got a couple, and the reason he calls it Timmons Podcast Network is because he has several different, he has one called the Dadcast and one called something else, and then he's got this Timmons Podcast, I think, whatever. He's got three or four different venues that he goes down, and of course, Podbean, the way they are, you have to, actually get a different membership. You have to pay for a second podcast if you want a second podcast. So he has like a network and he does several different podcasts on that network. One of them is where he interviews local people. And he interviewed me. And it was a really good opportunity. He's been a kind of a member of our extended family for, his father is probably one of my best friends in the whole world. He's just, I've known him since he was a little chitlin, just a little guy, barely able to crawl. And he's got, I think, four other siblings, if I remember right. And he was the first one. He was the only one they had when I met them. It was probably almost 40 years ago. And it was just fun because we had interacted throughout the years, and he's helped me with some of my businesses, and I've kind of watched him grow up and stuff. So it's been an interesting thing. Anyway, so he knew some stories about my life that some of the things I had kind of forgotten about. I probably wouldn't have talked about, but he was in, he wanted to hear about some of these interesting stories I had in my life, which was fun. It was just a fun time of reminiscing and kind of just sharing my testimony, sharing what my life story was, some of those kinds of things, interesting stuff, in my opinion. So if you're interested in kind of just delving into more of the backstory of who I am and what I do and what I've done, all that stuff, you can listen to that podcast. I am hoping that Timon will be able to be on my podcast possibly this coming Monday, possibly. I'm either going to have him, we'll either record in the evening before or possibly be on Monday morning is what the plan is. So we'll see how that works, but I don't know. I would like to pick his brain about the political. It's not going to be the news according to me. It's going to be the news according to Timon. We're going to find out what Timon thinks about the news and everything that's going on. So we're going to be picking his brain and trying my. He's probably, in my opinion, he's got some very good interview skills. He's very good at interviewing. And I don't probably have those interview skills because I tend to just talk. I just talk all the time. I don't stop and listen to anybody. I just keep on talking. I'm much like Sean Hannity. If I was on Sean Hannity's program, I'd probably be just like him. Right? And that's one of my biggest pet peeves with Sean Hannity is that he talks over. He'll ask his guest a question, and then he proceeds to talk over them with his agenda. And I don't like that. I want to hear what that other person has to say about it and then have inquisitive questions asked about it. There's a show called American Thought Leaders. I think it's Yanya Kellick that runs it. He's got a channel, or I think he actually works for Epic Times, I believe, the Epic News. But he actually, or Epoch, whatever however you want to pronounce it, He works for them, and he's got a show on their network, and he actually has a YouTube channel as well. He'll have some stuff on once in a while, where he interviews people pretty in-depthly, and it's not just a 10-minute interview. Typically, it's a 30-minute to an hour-long interview. Very informative, very good interviewer, the kind of person who can ask inquisitive questions, and not being an American, not being a U.S., born in the U.S., he's very interested in the whole concept of our constitutional process and the way the nation was founded. So it's kind of interesting to hear his perspective and how inquisitive he is and just the way he'll ask questions and get into things. Timon, in my opinion, has those kinds of skills. He's able to interview and listen and ask relevant questions on the way through the process. And I think that's right up there with, like we talked a little bit about last night about Joe Rogan and his ability to do that, his ability to interview somebody and be inquisitive and then, fillet them when he needs to with the truth, kind of thing. I think the interview with Sanjay Gupta from CNN, I think was very interesting. Sanjay got on there thinking he was going to be the man, going to go on Joe Rogan, going to get his, feather in his cap kind of thing. And here he is. Well, guess what? He got called a liar, basically. Or his network was called, they're lying about because they the whole thing with ivermectin and all that kind of stuff. Interesting stuff. So Anyway, that all being said, get back to this whole thing with Nancy Pelosi and what's happening there. The she has a what she calls a camera crew following her around, like anybody would want to follow her around. You know, she's not as important as she thinks. She does a daily press briefing. She thinks it's so important for the nation. She does a daily press briefing to let everybody know where the press is. I've got some suspicions about this whole thing. Really, I think that what's going on in the mind of Nancy, first of all, looking at all this stuff and listening to her over the past few years, decades really, and the last decade especially, I believe. Called Madam President. I believe that is what she's looking for. And now, hear me out on this. This woman has a death grip on power, loves to be in charge, and thinks that she is everybody's mother and needs to tell them what to do and how to act and how to behave. She supposedly called Mike Pence during the supposed insurrection attempt to ask, I'm just calling to see how you're doing. How are you? How are you doing? Are you okay? Mike Pence played it off. Like, well, we'll be back up and doing the vote here in a little bit. I mean, we didn't get to hear his side of the story. We don't even know if he actually talked to him or if that was the actual phone call she had with him. She might have. Who knows? She probably reenacted it. We can't hear anybody on the other side of the line. This one, you know, these first of all, these Capitol Police that they've paraded around in front of the cameras, they would become movie stars now as well. They've got their own right. Probably have movies written about, you know, made about them. The ridiculousness of the whole thing is absolutely insane. But they parade these guys around. These guys have become their own little celebrities in their own little world. So they have this guy coming on and saying Nancy Pelosi acted more presidential than Donald Trump did on January 6th. You weren't anywhere around Donald Trump on January 6th. You have no idea how Donald Trump acted other than what the media has told you how he's acted. What other people have said that they've heard about him. There was all you heard is third party recollections that are absolutely hearsay, and that's all you're going by. And then you watch this video by a news crew that happened to be Nancy Pelosi's daughter. That's who did. That's who the news crew was Nancy following her around. One of the worst videographers probably this side of the Mississippi. There's probably a lot more worse ones west of the Mississippi who've gone to California to try to make it big, but there's it was terrible. It was this hideous thing where they have all this footage. Who knows how much the editing they had to do? Probably if they followed around her all day, they only had like 20 minutes of video that was even editable, and then they probably have, you know, 10 of that or 5 or 10 of that actually they played because it is absolutely ridiculous. She's running around. She's on the phone. She's eating. She pulls her mask down and starts eating a Slim Jim or whatever it is, some kind of beef jerky. It looks, I'm not sure what the reason was. That's like her survival food. She's in the bunker and she has to resort to eating Slim Jims. Pulls her mask down to eat the Slim Jim. While she's on the phone. See, this whole thing about wearing a mask, you're pretty much just basically destroyed any kind of protection you had from that mask by first pulling it down, eating your Slim Jim over the top of it as you're spitting all over the outside of the mask, drooling and spitting and chewing food in a public area while holding your cell phone, by the way. This always cracks me up whenever I see these CSI and all these detective shows where they're examining a crime scene. And they put their rubber gloves on so they don't contaminate anything. Now, I don't know if that's to protect them from contaminating themselves, or from them to prevent contaminating the crime scene in any way with any DNA. I don't know what that's all about. And then you'll see them wearing their gloves, same gloves that they're using at the crime scene, talking on their cell phone, holding their cell phone with the rubber gloves on, talking on their cell phone. And then they go back to the crime scene. Your cell phone, by the way, is one of the most dirty things you carry around with you all the time. When you're talking on your cell phone, you're spitting on it. With your hands, you're touching it, and then you touch it to your face. So, you know, remember what they said about washing your hands and not touching your face? That is actually a very viable way to keep yourself from getting sick, because it spreads germs like crazy. And your cell phone happens to be one of the most bacterial things on the planet that you carry around with you. So here you are, carrying around this Petri dish with your rubber gloves on. Everything on your phone now that's living on your phone is now living on those rubber gloves. Now you're going to go on around and you're going to start touching everything on this, at the crime scene. If you take a good look, depending on what kind of cover you have over your phone, you've probably got hair, hair on your phone. You've probably got all kinds of dirt in the crevices, skin cells, all kinds of things. Your DNA is all over that phone. Here you are touching it with your rubber gloves. So here's Nancy with her mask pulled down, talking on her phone, not with an earpiece. She's got it up to her mouth. And she's chewing on a Slim Jim while she's talking on the phone. First of all, it's impolite to talk with your mouth full, let alone, you ever heard somebody talking on the phone there? That's what it sounded like, probably. It's one of the most impolite things to do, and most as far as etiquette goes. And there she is doing it. If you haven't seen the video, I would recommend you get a chance to see it, because it is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I don't know. The more I look at it, the more I hear her talking and the things that are going on. Knowing that she's being filmed by a film crew, now you have to be aware, she knows she's being filmed. She never looks at the camera. This is a technique. It's part of the psychology of doing a walkthrough. I call it a walkthrough documentary, where you're walking with a person, walking through their life. Where they're not actually talking to the camera at all. They never talk to the camera. It's this mirage. It's this idea that you're supposed to forget about the fact that there's a camera there. You're just looking into their lives and they don't know you're there, kind of thing. And a lot of reality television shows try to portray this as if people don't know where that there's a camera in the room. And they know the whole thing is an act. A lot of them have scripts even. We don't know how many takes were done of different things that were happening around her. But she makes it out to be this huge event that's going on. And of course, they just happened to have a camera crew here filming Nancy the whole time. And this stuff is just coming out. This was 2 years ago. January will be 2 years since this incident. And the video is just now coming out of Nancy and everything that was going on. Of course, she's asking Mike Pence if he's okay. Now, here's what I think Nancy was hoping for on that day. She was hoping that Mike Pence didn't make it, that Donald Trump would be arrested immediately and thrown out of office immediately. Mike Pence would be gone. And guess who then becomes the acting president? Nancy Pelosi. Speaker of the House is third in line of the presidency. She would be sworn in as president, the first female president. And she would be in charge. I believe she was hoping that that's what would happen that day. And I believe she believed it would happen because she thinks that Donald Trump is that much of a monster. They have blown this guy up in their heads to the point that they think that that's what he's capable and culpable of. I think that's what he did, actually, if you listen to him talk long enough. Unbelievable. Just amazing. Unbelievable. You know, the monster that they've made this guy into. So that's my take on the Nancy story. And there's a whole lot of other things happening. There's some things happening with the FBI trial, Dushenko, all that kind of stuff, as well as some of the Trump trial stuff that's happening. There's the FBI thing with the Trump raid is still kind of, it's lingering now. There's been a deadline put, I think, on some of the issues that the Trump team and the FBI have to produce certain things. And they're just all this ongoing stuff. And I'll get into more of that. I'm going to listen to Robert Gavea this evening and see what his take is on some things, because I really want to give you some good information. Because I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist or a counselor, financial or otherwise. I'm not a psychosomatic neurosurgeon. And I'm not a lawn care guy, even though I have a big lawn I have to take care of. I don't know what I'm doing. So it's just, a heads up on all that stuff. I'm just a guy with a microphone with a lot of opinions. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to give you my opinions. So having said all that, I want to keep the show short this morning just because I do have a major appointment here. It's 8:45 on Tuesday, October, I think, what is this, the 18th, something like that. So it's snowing outside. It was snowing yesterday. It's expected to rain and snow today again here in the northern Indiana world. So Outlook calendar. I have an appointment, yes, in 15 minutes. Okay, that's, yes, I know that. Okay, so I'm going to do that. In the meantime, hope all of you have a blessed day. Richly blessed by every blessing that could ever possibly be. And most of all, I hope that you will pray for our nation, for our leaders, for each other, for church leaders especially, that they will know how to stand up and can fight back against this onslaught of attacks on our freedoms, our liberties, and our rights. So, once again, God bless. Have a great day.